Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
California churches have now permanently quarantined Governor Gavin Newsom. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me on Faith and Freedom is Holly Mead.
Okay, Matt, it's been more than a year, and those are amazing words to hear.
It is incredible. It's incredible, Holly. This is a day of celebration.
Hallelujah.
And praise to the Lord.
Yes.
This was a year in coming. These COVID restrictions in California were the worst in the country, beginning in March, except for 100 days where they only could have 25% capacity. They had a complete and total ban on worship beginning in March of 2020.
Even in their own homes.
Even in their own homes. I mean, that's hard to believe because people oftentimes, they just couldn't believe that, well, you couldn't worship in your home. No.
And you couldn't sing and chant even
couldn't
in your own home.
No, you can't even sing and chant in your own home.
With other people aside from your family, obviously.
If you had your own family there, you could sing. But if you had somebody over, you couldn't sing.
How kind of that governor.
I know. And yet, I mean, this went on and we went to the Supreme Court twice. And finally, we got a victory in December the 3rd. And then the lower court judge, an Obama appointee, ruled against us again. We went back through the Court of Appeals. Again, we had a 2-1 decision at the Court of Appeals. Went back to the Supreme Court again the second time, won on February the 5th, 2021. And then we were at the Court of Appeals for a final hearing on the full-blown merits. But then they said, well, we're going to set oral argument in July, August, or September. And we said, that's just too long down the road. We need immediate relief. So we filed our third emergency injunction pending appeal at the Court of Appeals. At that point in time, we got contacted by the California Attorney General's office, and they said, let's talk about settlement. So this case, Holly, now has been approved by the district court judge who originally ruled against us, and it is the first statewide permanent injunction in the nation to permanently ban the state and the governor from ever placing discriminatory restrictions like has happened in the last year on churches and places of worship.
You know, let's just say the Lord always prevails. And when he says, let my people go, he means it.
And we said, you know, and we actually have mentioned that in press releases.
Right.
Let my people go.
Pharaoh is trying to oppress the churches, but no.
You know, just like in Egypt where you had the 10 plagues and Pharaoh would change his mind and give a little bit of a leeway and then go back and reimpose restrictions and say, no, I'm not going to do it. And finally, he let the people go. And then he pursued them even after that. And then he met his fate. Here, what we have is the California governor wouldn't listen. We went to the Supreme Court multiple times. The Supreme Court reprimanded the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals multiple times. And finally, the people got let go. But you know what? Just like in the Exodus, where by the time these people were freed and the Pharaoh said, you can go.
He didn't leave them empty-handed,
did he? Didn't leave them empty-handed.
He rewarded their patience and courage.
And in this particular case, California, Governor Gavin Newsom, have now been required to pay Liberty Counsel for a partial reimbursement of our attorney's fees and costs in the amount of $1.35 million.
And of course, we're talking about thousands of hours on our entire team,
yeah.
Not just the lawyers, but all of us, thousands of hours on this case. So, you know, rightly so, you do the crime, you pay, you know?
And you've had to work, we've all had to work into the evening, on the weekends, through different holidays, and you know, like on Saturday morning, we need to have this press release out. Saturday afternoon, what are you doing? Can you go back to your computer and you're out, you know, on a day off, have to go back and work? Our whole team was just incredibly. And this is just one case, by the way, thousands of hours. And our legal team worked many times at 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning, got a few hours rest, got up in the morning, started again. On the weekends, and on holidays. I mean, even during the Christmas break when we're all supposed to be off at different times, different people had to work through that because of these emergency injunctions that we were having to file. But, you know, God is really good.
He is.
Because
very
here
good.
Is the worst state in the country that had the worst restrictions, the most anti-God governor restrictions, policies. And then this becomes the first case in the country to have a statewide permanent injunction.
And, you know, the exciting part, too, is when one falls, they're all going to fall. We're still dealing with cases in other states with these dictatorial governors. So here's the first one. Can't wait to see what the next one is.
And we're now filing this resolution, this permanent injunction, with our other cases that are pending around the country, Illinois, Virginia, Maine.
Well, Maine's the most restrictive
Kentucky.
Now after California.
Yeah,
so
Maine's the most restrictive now.
Those people need to be freed as well.
Yeah, they need to be freed. We're litigating in all those different places, and we're also consulting with other pastors. Here's also the good news. This is a statewide injunction, meaning this affects every church in the country, every place of worship.
And you know what an honor, Matt, that what an honor that is to be able to set this precedent for every single church in the state.
Yeah, it's not just Harvest Rock Church
right.
and Harvest International Ministry. It's not just Pastor Cheon and the pastoral staff. Harvest International Ministry has about 130-140 churches or so in California alone, 65,000 worldwide or so. So it definitely affects those, but this is statewide. It is a permanent ban statewide, and so those churches, like the one church that got fined over $3 million, mm-hmm. now can go unwind those fines.
You know, and this is a privilege the Lord has given us. We're not a huge organization. We don't have hundreds of lawyers. We're pretty small, really. But God has chosen to use us to be able to set this precedent for the entire state and all the churches and houses of worship.
And the country. I mean,
amazing.
This will be a domino effect.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are so thankful to the Lord because, you know, we pray all the time. We meet as a LC family every morning. We pray together. We seek the Lord's guidance. We began messaging on this, pushing back on these church restrictions very early in March of 2020. Remember, this is when these restrictions began to start. We didn't have any statewide lockdown at that point, but we started to get restrictions and building capacities and attendance capacities. And then eventually the lockdowns came in. And California went to zero worship at all. And we said, this is the right thing to speak on, to push back against, because the church is not under Caesar, mm-hmm. never has been. And we predicted that this would ultimately result in serious problems with depression, suicide, anxiety, all kinds of things, including domestic violence, child abuse, and much more. And in fact, it did happen. And we got a lot of pushback. We had some longtime donors that said, we're gone. We're not going to support you anymore. And we asked the Lord to bring in others that would stand in the gap. And he did.
And, you know, God will also bless the faithfulness and the courage of Pastor Cheon, right. his staff, and every single person that attended church who was liable for potential criminal fines and maybe even imprisonment. That is the courage of the Lord.
And, you know, Pastor Cheon is an amazing leader. He also got some pushback once he prayed and decided this was the right thing to do. And they opened the church last year. And then imagine getting a letter from your local criminal prosecutor in Pasadena, California, where the church is headquartered, saying that you, pastor, and all your staff, and all your governing board members, and anyone who comes into the church, you face daily criminal charges. Each charge is punishable but for 1 year in prison and daily fines of $1,000.
But they weren't handing those out to people in Hollywood, actors, actresses, television programs that were going on, other businesses. They weren't handing those out.
No, and you know,
that's a problem.
We actually, he did get that letter, and he ended up speaking to the people, and he said, I got this letter. I just wanted to let you know, every one of you who comes, you're facing criminal charges. We don't know. The police could show up anytime. We could be arrested. You could go to jail. It's up to you. And you know what? They didn't run away. So it's Pastor Che's leadership, and then those people came. And what's happening, Holly, is incredible. Those churches that were timid and weak, they've lost membership who decided just to close down. those pastors and churches that opened up against incredible persecution and opposition, they're seeing revival take place.
Right.
And it's all over California.
God has blessed their faithfulness.
Yeah, so what the devil intended for evil, God intended for good. He used that for good. He used people willing to stand in the gap. Thank you for praying. Thank you for supporting Liberty Council. This is an incredible victory, and we have more to go. For more information, go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.